Sports, wine, life. This is the Macko and Cause podcast.
Welcome everyone to a special evergreen edition of the Macko and Cause podcast, or episode number 12 for all of you counting at home. I'm Matt Cause. That's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hello, Matthew. We should probably point out that if we say anything stupid or insensitive today, it's because we didn't know better.
Yeah.
Because we're taping this 1 week in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So if we talk about, I don't know, somebody and how much we don't like them and then they're dead,
we're sorry.
We're sorry. Okay. We don't mean to do it. We love everybody and everything.
And now, who, Bob, do you think is going to be dead in a week from now?
Good question.
You don't have to answer that.
I don't really. Thanks. I appreciate you. Let me off the hook easy.
Yes. So we been put it out there a couple days ago. Listeners have been sending questions. And again, thank you so much. There's a ton of great questions that have come in, and we obviously appreciate all of it.
The whole episode dedicated to just questions you wanted to ask us.
Yes. So I'm going to first go to see if there's any like the newest ones, and then we'll go back to a whole bunch that I've already put together.
That sentence, by the way, if you go back and rewind and listen to it,
did not make any sense.
It didn't make any sense because Matt's scrolling through his computer right now.
Let's go. All right.
You figured it out. Back on track.
First question from at Dale Cadeau. Since Phelps raced, and he put that in quotations, raced the shark, what or who would Bob and Matt want to train hard and race?
Ooh, good question.
What would you want to train hard and race?
Well, my favorite joke ever, and this is true, this is my absolute favorite joke in the world, is the two guys who run across a bear, and the one guy says to the other, let's run. And his friend says, you think we can run faster than the bear?
Mm-hmm.
And the other friend says, I don't need to run faster than the bear. I just have to run faster than you.
Yes, it's a great one.
That's my favorite joke. So I would train to run faster than a bear for that reason.
Also a good one because you got Prapata up in Deerhurst in Huntsville.
Handy skill.
Yes, so you're going to have to want to train hard and race a bear.
Bears are fast, though.
Bears are
sneaky fast.
Yeah.
Bears are like Le'Veon Bell, right? Like you look at the size,
very
you go,
patient.
How fast could he be? But then all of a sudden he's on the second deck.
Yeah. Yeah, bear's a good one. I mean, the funny answer, how about this one? A raccoon.
Yeah.
So you can catch and murder every raccoon.
See, that's a much more interesting twist because the race itself, you know.
That Phelps race, what a disappointment.
I didn't watch.
It was horrible. I love Shark Week. And the commercial where a shark eats seal is
the best.
Hilarious.
Did you find it's tainted you for the rest of Shark Week? It kind of has for me.
Oh, yeah. The Phelps thing? Oh, yeah. It's because it was a gimmick. And at the very least, like, admittedly, I don't know how they could have actually have pulled it off with a live race between him and a shark, you know, because you can't tell the shark go that way. At the same point, I was disappointed. Maybe I shouldn't have been. Maybe I'm a dummy for having any expectations for
it. I thought it would be like a hamster tube where they would put the shark in a tube.
So did I, yes.
And then basically, like, open the cage.
Yeah.
There's that great moment in Jaws 3D where they open the cage and he comes through and he's in the tubes of Marineland.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
That's
as
what
well.
I was thinking. So basically, shot out of a tube shark versus Phelps. That would have been great.
And there'd be Quint at the end for the shark, so it is something to go after. You know, like just have a mannequin of Quint in the water. Or I guess maybe more accurately be Roy Scheider because Roy did more damage.
Well, I'll tell you this, Matt. In my race against the bear, it's a real bear. And we'll put like a pot of honey at the end of 50 yards. Because, you know, I could go hard for a pot of honey.
Even better, not for the viewers, but you're wearing a really tight red sweater and nothing else. So then
a meat suit. What if we just put me in a meat suit?
Well, I was thinking sort of a Winnie the Pooh sort of thing. So you look like Winnie the Pooh. So you got the red sweater and you're not wearing anything else. So the red sweater goes like right to your stomach and then it's al fresco.
My... you don't have this experience because you don't have kids. Maybe that happens with Amy, but in the morning, you're in your pajamas. You don't got the top on, but you got the PJ bottoms on.
Yeah.
You do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my daughter walks in and I'm brushing my teeth and she walks up next to me and all of a sudden she goes, oh, pats my stuff and goes, tummy.
Oh, no.
That's all I could think of when you told me the Winnie the Pooh story. So I'm back on the diet, Matt.
Yeah.
Back on the diet. The last month has been great.
Yeah.
We started this podcast with me doing a diet.
Mm-hmm.
I put it all back.
There you go.
All of it. Every single last bit of it.
It's not fair that it's so much faster to put it back on than it was to take off. It's really not fair.
It really is.
Thanks, Obama.
All right, so you're going to knife fight a raccoon,
yes.
And I'm going to wear a red sweater dressed up like Winnie the Pooh and run from a bear.
There you go.
Thank you, Dale. Was it Dale who sent that in?
Yep, at Dale Cadeau.
Thank you, Dale.
At Agent 00 Jack writes in, America, you see an eagle and think freedom. In Canada, you see a moose and think what?
Chewing tobacco.
Okay, not where I expect this to go, but continue.
Because the moose stands there, and he always looks like he's waiting for a bus. Don't you find that? Have you ever seen a moose run?
No.
Or even move? They just stand there, and they remind me of like an outfielder with a lot of chewing tobacco that's standing there waiting for the ball.
Huh.
He could stand there the whole inning and never even move. So, yeah, chewing tobacco.
Chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
I, you know what? I bet Agent Jack never expected that to be the answer. I think of those stupid in the early 2000s. Remember, the city had the moose all over the city, and then eventually they got sold. I think that's my first thought. In Canada, I see a moose, I think that. Because at my cottage, there is actually someone bought one of those moose, and it's on their boathouse. Which, I mean, if that doesn't say I got money, well, having a cottage in Muskoka says I got money. This is, I got cherry on top money on top of my money.
Should I tell you this story, Matt?
Sure.
Okay. So when I first started dating my wife, Sandra, we were walking down Bay Street here in Toronto, and there were the mooses, the meesai, all over the place.
That is what they're called, meesai.
There was one at Bay and Bloor.
Yep.
And walking the other way, it was a lovely summer day, was this attractive woman who I knew very little, but just through business circles or whatever.
Yeah.
And she walked by and went, "Hi, Bob."
Yeah.
And walked past. And my wife looked at me and went, "Hi, Bob," and kicked one of the mooses in the head.
I remember that story. Yeah, Sandra's got a temper.
So there's that. Maybe that's what I should have thought of instead of chewing tobacco.
You should have thought about your wife's blinding rage when it comes to other women.
She doesn't throw them often, but she throws them to land.
Yeah.
How about that?
Joe writes, let me get back up. Oh, there we are. Yeah. Joe writes in, top five skills you wish you had.
Ooh, top five. Jeez, I'd be happy with one.
Yeah, the top five's too many. What's the one skill?
Driving. I wish I could drive.
Yeah.
Today, we're taping this for future use, so people who listened to last week might remember.
Hello, people in the future.
What is
August 2017 like? Is there flying cars?
It's always the cars. If I could drive, I wouldn't have taken a cab to get here.
Yeah.
And been driven all over the city by a cab driver who didn't know how to find your place.
Yeah. So
I wish I could drive, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
What do you wish you could do?
Probably another language.
Oh.
I would say another language.
Can I guess which one?
Sure.
You want Italian so you can speak wine.
Now, but if I was going to speak wine, then I'd want French because France is ranked slightly higher than Italy.
Is that true?
Yeah. France a little bit higher than Italy. Not much. But
is it like the World Cup where it changes from year to year?
It will change. Yeah, absolutely. But
right now, France is the reigning champion of wine?
France is one. Then Italy is two. Then three is probably Germany. And then after that, I got to work for. Is four Spain? No, four would be probably America. But then we're Spain. And anyway, never mind. I was just doing that until you sent those death daggers from your eyes.
Did they come?
They came.
Felt them actually when you started getting into America versus Spain. I think that's when the daggers came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish
I could cook. I wish I was a good cook.
Yeah, that's
of cook where everybody says, yeah, let's go over to their place because they cook. Because then you have like this stature in your community. You're known, like sometimes, you got a buddy who's like your barbecue buddy?
Yeah, of course.
Who is it? Is it Josh, your brother?
No, for barbecue buddy, I'm going to go with Richard Cosburn or Steve Buchan.
Okay, and when you go to their place, you know that their stuff's really good and everybody talks about how good it is.
Yeah.
See, here's the problem. Nobody talks about my cooking that way, and nobody talks about your cooking that way. So why not? Like, if I love these guys, their food so much, and I talk about it,
yeah.
Well, how come my stuff never comes up? Maybe because it is. isn't that good.
Yeah, cooking's a good one. I'd like to be better at like technology stuff. Like I could be the person.
At the very least, learn how to manage this podcast.
Hey, I'm managing the podcast. Until you start managing it, you leave me alone.
You know what else would be a good skill? Mm. I wish I could grow something in the ground.
Yeah.
Do you find that when you plant something, like...
I never plant anything.
Oh, really? Yeah, because you live
on a condo. I mean, like, you know, all of these flowers are either dead or fake.
Every year I try to grow something, and every year all I do is just bury seeds to an untimely demise.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What's
the opposite of a green thumb?
I don't know, black thumb?
Makes sense.
It does. So racist. Brown or white egg? I don't care.
I'd like to say I don't care, but I kind of feel brown.
Why is it that, yeah, it feels like brown is healthier?
Because we were conditioned to think it was healthier, and they cost like 10 cents more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if it's more expensive, then
it must be healthier.
Then it
right?
has to be healthier. Good point. If you could go back in time and start over as a fan of hockey, which team would you choose?
Oh, this is such a great question. Who asked this question?
It's from Joe sent in a couple.
Joe, this is a fantastic question. Matt, who would you choose?
If I had to pick, go back in time, it has to be Edmonton. You get all the glory of the 80s. You know, you get some, you know, you get the one run in 2004. You get a lot of bad years. But now you've got Connor McDavid for the next decade. Edmonton.
I think I'd pick the Habs.
Pourquoi?
Ah! Well, because...
There, I'm getting that skill of French.
You know how nice it is when, like, you've got a friend or with your girlfriend, but something happens and you've always got one over on them. So no matter how stupid you
right.
are or what you do, you can always, like, bring out the Bauer and
right. yeah,
stop
yeah, yeah.
an argument cold. I'd like to be in a position like a Habs fan where I could trot out all the cups that we'd won.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how, you know, bad the Subban for Weber trade is. It just doesn't, because you can always look at somebody mm-hmm. and say, ah, but are you historically the greatest franchise of all time?
That's good. I like
the past being our safest refuge.
I like that.
So yeah, I'd say that. Plus also, I think there's something fun about being a Habs fan, because there's so little else in that town.
Yeah, there's not much to do in Montreal.
Sports wise.
Okay. Yes, yeah, yeah.
Matt shot the daggers right back at me. No, but I mean, like, you know, I guess you could get into the Alouettes.
Yep.
To a degree,
you know, with Darian Durant.
You know, but to me, like, it's almost like the Habs fan is like the Green Bay Packers of Why are you laughing?
Finish your answer.
Anyway, there's a loyalty, a certain fealty to the
Fair.
Habs that
yeah,
maybe we don't have in other parts of the country.
So, Bob.
Yes, Matt.
You mentioned the...
The CFL.
Montreal Alouettes.
I did.
What can you tell me about so far in the CFL season?
Durant's playing great.
On what team?
He's playing for the Alouettes.
Okay.
They lost the other week to Ottawa. I was a little surprised to see that, but...
Durant's playing okay. He's throwing a lot of picks. What else? What else can you tell me about the CFL season?
I haven't really been able to scout. Oh no, but the Argos I can talk about.
Okay.
Ricky Ray getting dropped more than any other quarterback in the CFL. So even though he's thrown for a lot of yards, mm-hmm. his pass attempts are higher than any others.
Yep.
And you know, he's getting hit a lot.
Yeah.
And he's 37 years old, and
yeah.
that's a problem.
Yeah.
So why they're not giving the ball more to Brandon Whitaker, I can't say.
Brandon Whitaker's on the 6-game disabled list.
Okay, well that explains that.
Yeah, that explains that.
What happened
that.
To him?
Yeah, I don't know, an injury. CFL, they don't report.
I'm doing a better job of faking it though, right?
Well, you mentioned it's not good when a 37-year-old man gets hit. That's some great insight. Moving on.
Matt, I couldn't even remember the Grey Cup from last year. I couldn't remember the Grey Cups that I've seen in person.
Who won the Grey Cup last year? Oh, God. We went over this
No.
Times.
I just want to make sure I get it right.
Oh, my God.
It was Ottawa.
There it is.
They beat Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big comeback. It went to OT. And Corey Joseph... cemented his legacy. How'd I do?
Corey Joseph? First off, there was a quarterback named Kerry Joseph. He retired many years ago. Now, Henry Burris, woo! Did he have a good game for the Red Blacks?
That's who I meant.
I know it is. Moving on. Former producer.
I tried so hard.
You did.
I tried so hard.
The best part, and people can't see this, Bob's eyes were closed like he was concentrating like he was Gandalf. Like just, you were just...
I was trying to picture.
Oh,
the
you
game.
Were just trying so hard. Our former producer, Tyler Hunt, I heard they're giving away one night stay on the next Macko and Kaz podcast. No, that's not happening. We're pretty much booked up now for most of the summer. So, to Tyler. That's not really a question.
What, the Airbnb, you mean?
Yeah.
You're booked up?
Pretty tight. Yeah, we're booked up for most of July.
That's nice.
Yeah. You know, little unless the taxpayer or the tax man is listening.
CRA. Yeah. What a silly set of acronyms.
Let's see. Gonna scroll down. I got some more from Joe, but we'll get back to him in a little bit. Nick Hayward writes in, no pulp, some pulp, or lots of pulp?
No pulp. No pulp. Pulp is gross. The only time pulp is okay is when it's freshly squeezed.
Yeah.
And you actually put the pulp in there yourself on that ridiculous thing, the sort of cone that you drive the...
Yeah, the orange.
You drive the orange onto and then you squeeze and spin.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think basically pulp is kind of gross. So I would say no. You?
I would agree, no pulp. Does it feel, though, that the... Much like the white versus brown egg, does it feel like when there's more pulp that somehow it's healthier?
I guess so, because it feels like there's more of the fruit in there. Mm-hmm. But no, it's, you know, you get it stuck on your teeth. It's just, I know, there's no value to it.
I know, I'm a fan. By the way, how much orange juice is in your house?
Not much. We're not really an orange juice family.
Yeah, because you find out now how much sugar is in it, you know?
Yeah, I think juices in general, not so big into it.
Yeah, no Sunny
but you and I make those ridiculous potions all the time.
Yeah.
Like our vegetable health potions.
Yeah. That's with almond milk.
Okay, so yes, I would say you and I are both on the no pulp camp.
Virus or at Da Real Bigfoot writes in, who will kill Cersei Lannister?
I mean, Before we get to that, can I see the name? Because I'm pretty sure it's not the way you pronounced it. Virus at Da Real Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's pretty close. I added like foot or something. Yeah.
Virus.
Who's going to kill Cersei Lannister?
Great question. Arya feels like it would be too easy.
It's got to be Jaime.
It's got to be Jaime. But then that also feels easy. You know, they don't do that. Like, remember when Stannis was killed?
Mm-hmm.
And there was kind of like the anticlimactic. Like, he didn't get the death that I think he felt he deserved.
Yeah, he's sitting.
As the future king.
He's sitting on the crapper and...
The father.
Oh, that's the father.
No, Stannis was in the field and he's lying next to the tree and Brienne comes and fillets him. But yeah. It was kind of anti-heroic. That's a good question. Who's going to kill Cersei? If they go for it, then it's going to be Daenerys, right? It's going to be like GLOW. It's going to be the Glorious Ladies of Wrestling, and they're going to turn it into like a...
Isn't it Glamorous? Wasn't it Glamorous?
Glamorous?
I think it's Glamorous.
Okay, well, whatever. Right. You know what I mean, yeah. Right? So, yeah, it's going to be like total queen fight, but I don't think that's going to happen either.
I think it's Jaime. I think it's going to be... You saw, you know, at the end of season 6, him giving him the glare, and now we already know that they're not on great terms. They got no kids. I don't think they're going to have sex again, you know, which I'm fine with because, you know, incest is kind of gross. I think it's going to be Jaime. I think it's going to be Jaime because he's the Kingslayer. You know, why not add a queen to that?
I'm going to say nobody.
Ooh.
I'm going to say nobody is going to kill
there's
Cersei.
No way,
Lannister.
Cersei. There's no way she lives. She's had her time. She had her moment in the sun.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going with nobody.
Okay. Right. Aaron Karolnik, I don't know who that is, wrote in, what would your final meal on Earth consist of?
It would be big.
Yeah.
I'm going to say my mother's world famous homemade macaroni and cheese casserole.
Mm-hmm.
And the secret is not only is it like, seriously, it's like one of those enormous black diamond bricks of cheese just melted in with tomato sauce.
Yep.
But the secret, she layers about 6 or 7 strips of bacon on the top and puts it in the roaster so the bacon fat drips down.
Nice.
And I figure... Whatever my whatever is going to get me, the cheese will get me first. So I'll go out on my own terms.
Nice.
You?
I'm gonna start with my grandmother's past. My grandmother's waffles. I always loved. She always. I heard later from my mom that my grandmother was a horrible cook, but she could do breakfast, and she always cooked breakfast for her grandchildren. So I'm gonna start from waffles from her. I'm going to go with then my dad's pasta sauce, which every time he whips up something different and it's always great. Then I'm going to go to my stepdad, Sesto, is going to grill up a steak. And then
Matt.
Yes.
You're having waffles and pasta and steak for your last meal?
It's my last meal,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, but it's
I'm not training.
It's a meal. I picked one. Come on, play fair. It's not your top five favorite foods. It is what's your last meal.
All right, then I'll go. Fine. I can't have my waffle, steak, and pasta meal. It's not like I'm in training. It's my last meal. I'll go with my dad's pasta.
All right.
Yes. Yeah, I'll go with my.
I'm so pleased you didn't say duck, because that's your default always. You obnoxious prick. You.
I don't understand why duck is, you know, it's eaten all over the world. Don't be a waterfowl snob. Don't you tell me which waterfowl I can and can't eat.
What other waterfowl is there that anyone eats?
Geese, goose.
Who eats goose?
Charles Dickens. They did at Christmas. What do you think, I can picture you
Ebenezer. Little Lord Fauntleroy, blue pants at Christmas. Carving the goose, mother?
No. I want to be Ebenezer and just burst open the door and throw a farthing or whatever it was to the street urchin to go get the largest goose that's hanging in the butcher shop.
Wonderful boy. Magnificent boy. What a boy.
Ooh, okay.
By the way, farthing was a nice pull.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to give you three options.
All right.
Okay, who is happier? Ebenezer in the final act of A Christmas Carol. Jimmy Stewart in the final act of It's a Wonderful Life, or the random dude in every episode of Maury Povich when he finds out he's not the father.
Not the father. Not the father. In fact, there is a very specific run that the guys always do when they find out they're not the father. You are not the father. And the dude always springs up out of the chair and bolts into the studio audience.
Oh, it's great. Or does a backflip. I've seen it. And I don't know if that guy ever did a backflip before, but he was so filled with happiness. I've always wanted to be that happy. Yeah. And I'm a pretty happy fella that level.
It's funny you say that. My wife and I actually use that as like one of the standards for feeling good. Yeah. Like, how you doing? I am not the father.
I am not the father.
It's like the peak. By the way, I've got a crazy theory, not my own, but my old professor of English, a theory about A Christmas Carol. You ready for this?
Okay.
That Ebenezer Scrooge was right to start. Do you know what humbug means in Victorian slang?
Nope.
It means hypocrisy. It's like BS. It doesn't mean this is, it's not like this is nonsense or whatever, which is the way it's been interpreted. He's calling everybody out. Mm-hmm. Humbug. Basically, he's saying one time a year, you guys all get together and talk about how great it is to take care of humanity and you act like a bunch of moops for the rest of the year.
Interesting.
So the whole journey, it's almost like he gets co-opted by the system at the end and he gets pulled into the myth of Christmas.
Classic liberal education. War on Christmas. War on commercialism. Your professor seems like a real delight. I don't like that at all.
I thought that was a really good point.
Oh, no, it's really fascinating. It's really
interesting. But it's a downer, right?
It's a downer. I got enough downer in my life.
You know
I don't
what,
need
Matt,
that as a downer.
You don't have any downer in your life.
Plenty.
Okay. Well, name one thing that brings you down.
I got a bit of a hangover, you know, so there's that. You know, that's... What subject should be banned from high school because you hated it?
Oh, good question.
This one's easy. French.
Really? Okay, so Matt, tell your French story, because this is the height of...
stupidity?
Just laziness. Just sheer laziness.
Yeah, it is pretty lazy.
Okay, go for it.
In grade 8, Mrs. Nincevich's class, guess what we called her when her name is Miss Nincevich? You can think of it. I was copying off my friend, David Kennedy. He was sitting right beside me. And I copied him so much at the top where it said name, then there's a colon, and then you write your name at the top right of the sheet. I wrote David Kennedy because I was copying so much off of him, I wrote his name instead of mine.
That I didn't know. I was actually thinking of a different story about how you...
When I dropped out of grade 9 advance, went down to general, and I became the smartest kid in class.
You voluntarily and needlessly went down a grade. Not a grade, but like a level.
No, because it was advance, and I went down to general. Because first day grade 9 advanced French at Richmond Collegiate, the teacher walks in and is speaking all French. She wants to immerse us. I mean, who would immerse themselves in French? What an odd way to learn the language. Anyway... And I turned to my twin brother behind me. I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here. Because clearly, by my last story, not that good at it. So I went down to the general level. It was me and all the bad kids. Like, think of your 80s movie trope bad kids. It was all them and me.
And I let them copy off me all the time because I felt like the smart kid because I knew that shat meant cat.
Unshat. I think not so much high school, but I think I would have dropped shop. I was pretty bad at shop. They used to have, they called it industrial arts.
Yes, that's right.
And you would have to build something. And I had to whittle a figure out of a piece of wood, like a little sculpture. And it was terrible, man. Honestly, it was terrible. It was like a cry for help. It was so bad. And I got a D. I got a D. And it was a bit like Anthony Michael Hall in The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
With the elephant lamp.
Did you try to commit suicide?
I did not have a flare gun in my locker. No, I did not. No, because I kind of knew even then I probably wasn't going into the trades.
Yeah.
It really wasn't.
Actually, I wish I learned that more. I tell anyone listening looking for a job, go in the trades.
Amen. I was just at the Taglieri family picnic hanging out with my little nephew, Robert. Great kid, bright kid. He's telling me how he's getting into plumbing and he's getting bonded. He's going through his apprentice process. And I looked at him. I thought, God, I'm going to need you to lend me money one day because you're going to be freaking rich, kid.
Yeah.
Like the way they're putting up buildings all across this city and across this country. Trades. It's, you know what? It drives me nuts. In fact, I take this very personally. It bothers me that people are so down on the trades. As though it were somehow intellectually inferior because you work outside and you build stuff.
It's so elitist. And you know where that came from? It came from in the 80s when you got to go to university. You just cited The Breakfast Club. Well, what is Some Kind of Wonderful as about? It's about, it wasn't Anthony Michael Hall. Who was the main guy in that?
Keith.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember the
actors. Eric Stoltz.
Eric Stoltz, thank you. Where Keith is, you know, his dad's like, you know, you got to go to school. Don't end up like a plumber like me. I'm like, oh yeah, don't end up like a plumber. You've got a job. You've got many skills. You're always going to be employed. There's a good union there. You probably got a good pension. You're going to make good money. It's like, I got to go to school and get my arts degree. You know, between art history and welding, learn how to weld.
Can I swear?
No.
Can I drop a swear?
No, because then I got to figure out how to beep it out.
Or you could just put explicit.
I don't know how to do that. Just go F. Yeah, go F this.
But it's not the same if I don't swear because it's a quote. It's my favorite quote from Some Kind of Wonderful. For you, Matt, I won't do it, but you're going to ruin this quote.
All right.
Where he spends the money on Watts and he gets her
the diamond earring,
right? Yeah. And he spends his college money.
Yeah.
And the father, who's worked so hard to put this nut aside for his kid to go to college, looks at him and says, where's the effing money, Keith.
Yes.
One of my favorite movie swears of all time.
It's a good one.
And you ruined it for me.
Would The Rock be a better president than Trump? Yes.
Yes. Next.
Next. Let's get a bunch of Buffalo. Phil wrote in a bunch of them. So I wanted to bang out a couple. He said in some good stuff. Describe your perfect sandwich.
Jeez.
I thought we both give the same outtake of breath at the same point.
So, okay. I'm going to go with a lightly toasted fresh baguette.
Mm-hmm.
With olive oil, arugula, bocconcini cheese, a delicious Genoa salami.
Great sandwich.
Salt and pepper.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to steal the bread part because I was just thinking of just regular bread. But yeah, like just.
Also possibly Casalingo salami. Sorry to interrupt.
I want some small town bakery in France.
Mm.
And just, the crispy bread, lightly toasted with peanut butter and banana.
Ooh.
A peanut butter banana sandwich.
What a stupid sandwich.
I love peanut butter and banana.
Well, but there is no wrong answer. By the way, did you notice how I closed my eyes when I was describing the sandwich? Yeah, kind of like when I was trying to remember the Grey Cup.
Yeah.
This one worked out. It's amazing how much easier it was to describe the sandwich in my mind.
Yes.
As opposed to the CFL action.
Front row, and you can pick any band you want. Front row of an Arcade Fire concert. You got to pee. Did you go to the bathroom and miss some songs? Or do you take a leak?
You miss some songs. Who would urinate themselves at a show? Like, it's not an F1 race.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so
I was leaning towards pain, but
really,
you know what?
Piss yourself.
I was thinking about it, but then I just realized the rest of the concert.
You
I
got piss running down your leg.
Yeah, I know, but it's clean. You know, pee's, you know, it's hygienic, whatever they say. I was thinking of pain because, you know, front row. I don't like missing any songs, and you know, there's no bad songs from Arcade Fire, but. I guess in the rest of the concert, I'd have this wet leg of urine.
I don't think I would mind the rest of the concert so much as the end of the concert when you walk out and you've got piss on your pants.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do that, Matt, when you were a kid? Did you ever pee your pants in a public place?
No. I'm going to go no, only because I feel like if I did that,
you'd remember
that memory would stay.
So my dad dropped me off at the park for T-ball and I was 8 years old. And of course, you know, back then it was a little different. You would just drop your 8 year old off 30 minutes before the game starts.
Yeah.
And nobody was there and I had to go really bad. And there was, you know, like when you go to the parks, this was at like Lansdowne and Queen area. There's like the little huts where you can go, right? The big green door and you open up the door, but it was locked. Mm-hmm. And I was told you can't leave the park. So there was nowhere I could go.
Oh, no.
I couldn't leave the park.
Oh,
and
no.
I wanted to honor the promise I had made to not leave the park. So I wet myself. And then all the guys from the team start filing in.
Oh.
How do you think that went over, Matt?
Poorly.
Yeah, really bad.
You know,
I'll never forget it. David Smilsky whispering into Daryl Fania's ear. And I just see... Daryl's head whips around and goes, "Piss his pants!"
Oh, no! That's
pretty
worst.
Bad, Matt. Pretty bad.
And I guess you didn't have Adam Sandler going, "If pissing your pants is cool, hey, everyone pees their pants." Oh, no, then the old
pissing
woman.
Pissing your pants was cool. That I'm Miles Davis.
Yeah, the old woman at like Black Creek Drive, but Pioneer Village thing that the kids were visiting.
The only thing that saved me was that I was good.
Okay.
Because if I'd been shitty, I swear.
There. Now it comes out.
Where's the fucking money, Keith?
Oh, now you're just piling on. Pop. You just had to get that out, didn't you?
Because I was good. I was forgiven. Because like when the game rolled around, I probably went 3 for 5.
Okay.
More. You're upset that you have to figure out how to beep this
thing. I'll figure something out. Interesting. Are you surprised the Toronto Sun still has a sunshine girl in this politically correct world?
Good question. Why don't you handle this one?
You're
the CFRB news talk guy.
I'm not surprised because the Toronto Sun is always the one trying to be against political correctness. And political correctness, that term is a landmine because some of it is bad. Other times people go, "Oh, politically correct. You know, I hate political correctness," when it's just, I want an excuse to say horrible things about people that don't look like me. I'm not surprised. The Toronto Sun, it's been there for so long. It's part of, I don't know, it's just kind of part of the paper. And you could argue it's not like, you know, they're putting a gun to anyone's head. I understand if people look at that and say that is archaic, that is part of a former time. It shouldn't be here anymore. But no, I'm not surprised the Toronto Sun still has it.
Have you ever seen the page 3 upon which it was based, like British tabloid page 3?
Yeah.
And they're actually topless?
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like the bikini part is weird enough, but it's even weirder when there's some serious news article.
Yeah.
Well, as serious as it gets in, you know, those tabloids, but and next to it is like a topless woman.
Yeah.
Do you remember Naked News?
Yes. We had some of them, some of the Naked News models on Off the Record. Plus, Naked News still tapes. There's a new Naked News.
Is there?
Do you know how I know this, Bob?
How do you know this?
Not from trolling the internet like some sort of
deviant. Do you know this the way we all know these kinds of things?
No. I've driven past it. They tape it here. And
what, in your building?
No. Just right, like literally like a couple blocks away. I was with Amy in the car and I could see ahead. I'm like, oh, that's Naked News.
How do you know from the head?
Because I'm seeing a woman standing topless in bikini bottoms and there's a Naked News mic flash.
See her standing there topless and you describe it as I can see her head?
No, I can see her coming ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'm driving with Amy and I can see in the distance because we're gonna pass by her, the crew, the film set, and I'm like, how long do I stare at this topless woman with my girlfriend in the car?
How long did you?
I give it a gander, because if I don't give it at all, then that seems like I'm trying too hard.
Right.
But if I'm like, ooh, check out the games on her, you know, if I do something like that, too long. So I'm like, there it is. You know, just random set of 20-year-old breasts. There they are. All right, moving on.
What a strange concept, eh?
It's really, I mean, let's face it, in the end, it doesn't speak well of men. It's, I mean, really, that's what it is. Because like, it's like, hey, you know what men like is just, let's just have half-naked attractive women talking about whatever's going on in the
Whenever
news.
You watch like porno from the 70s, mm-hmm. they're movies.
Yeah.
Where the sex scenes just happen to be
part of
explicit
woven into the tale,
but there's stories.
Yeah.
And I wonder at what point some producer said, you know what, when is the story just like knock knock,
yeah,
I'm here? At what point did porn just stop pretending that you need a story?
I think,
or maybe it hasn't.
You know what, I bet, even, you know who I bet did it? I bet it, again, it wasn't some sort of like deviant producer or director. I bet it was an accountant.
going, you know what? If you guys want to make money,
right?
Cut this, cut this, cut this, cut this.
But leave this.
Leave this. And the, yeah, so I think that's it. Yeah, so I think
what was the question originally? It was about I don't even remember
Toronto
anymore.
Sun, Sunshine Girl.
Oh yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, and I think there are a lot of women that go on it that probably you know are happier. They like they're proud of their bodies or whatever. I'm not surprised the Sun still has it. So
I'm a little surprised.
Yeah,
a little surprised, but not, but more so not surprised for the reasons you stated.
What would happen? And this is again from Buffalo Phil. If we had both met as 6-year-olds in school,
I would have beat you up.
If we were,
we would have been best friends.
Yeah, because if we were when I was 6 in 1981, we'd be talking about Star Wars.
Yep, yep. You know? And I would have been best friends for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just... And I would have gone over to your house every day because your house was so much better than mine. You had a pool.
Mm-hmm.
You had food.
I would
all the good stuff.
The sleepovers, though, would have been split almost 50-50. The after school would be different, but, you know, it's always fun to sleep over at someone else's house.
No, I don't think we ever had anyone sleep over at our house.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Our house always was. Our house was always the place where everyone slept over.
Well, because you guys had space.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Exactly. But,
like, we had basically 3 rooms and more than 3 people.
Mm.
You know, there was unless you were interested in sleeping in the butter dish, you probably weren't going to stay over.
I've slept in worse. I'll say this. There would have been one sleepover at your place, and they're like, let's never talk about this again.
That's possibly
true.
Yeah,
I got chipwiches in the freezer. We're going back. We're going back.
I don't think you would have liked it, Matt.
Yeah.
I think for you, it would have been like camping.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, God, camping. The worst. Chelsea Darlington, one of our favorites. She's got a question for you and a question for me.
Okay.
Here's yours.
How long do we have, by the way?
We're like 34 minutes in.
All right. So let's do a few more.
Yeah. Bob, if you had the power to change any rule in sports, what would you change?
Oh, good one.
Yeah. And look at this, everyone. We have some sports in the Macko and Cos podcast.
Took 34 minutes to get here, but here we are.
Here we are. Well, no, we mentioned the, you know, what NHL team would you?
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But I need some time to think about this. So you answer your question, then we'll come back to me.
Mine is sort of is sports as well. Matt, give up wine or sports?
Ooh, tough one.
Now, the tricky thing about this one is sports also employs me. Sports has paid for this condo and for so much of my life because working at Off the Record or TSN Radio or the Grill Room, things like that. So I guess I would have to give up wine. Because in terms of practicality, I would have to give up wine, which I maybe not the answer you want. I would just, you know, I'd have to get into, I'd find something else to alter myself. I don't know what it would be, but
there are options.
There are options. I've heard. So yeah, I would have to do that. Which one do I get more joy from? Probably wine, because wine, you know, usually you're having it you're with friends or family. So wine might bring me more joy. But I'd have to get rid of it if I had to choose between one or the other.
I think the rule that I would change is in bowling.
Uh-huh.
And in the final frame, when you get a strike or a spare, you're allowed to keep going for some indeterminate period of time. And I've never understood that. Like, why do you get this bonus extra time to pile on?
Yeah.
Like, what is it about that final frame?
Oh, no, because it's pressure. It's like you got to be able. It's like the money ball in the 3-point contest.
That's actually good. That's good. But it just seems kind of random that you just decide that all the other frames will work this way, but this one will do something different.
It is random. I love of all the rules you can change, you pick that.
Well, do you bowl?
I bowl twice a year. And after the second game, when the third game started, I start to think, bowling stinks.
Okay. Bowling is the best. And I've never had a bad time bowling. Now, maybe that would change if I did it, you know, 3 times a week.
Yeah.
But I think, is bowling the definitive, good, clean, wholesome fun that you can do with your friends and family?
Oh, no, not anymore. Because, you know, night bowling. And what happens at night bowling stays at night.
But seriously, like when you think about it, like you got kids and people got to come together and you need somewhere fun and you don't want to go to a bar. Like, isn't bowling the definitive, aw shucks, gee whiz, entertainment for the whole family?
I got one that's better because bowling does have bars.
What?
Drive-in movie theater.
Yeah, but then there's the corruption that goes when you pack like 17 people into the trunk.
That is true. That's a good point. All right, we'll bang out a couple more real quick. All right. SF writes in. This is for you, Bob. Who is winning Champions League and EPL this season? I have no idea. And they say, and no, not Arsenal, Bob. So clearly SF knows you.
All right. So I think, geez, as much as I hate to say it, but I think it's going to be Man City.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they lost the plot last year. But I think that this year they will regroup and they will win. Okay. I expected them to win last year. And nobody expected Chelsea to go on that crazy run. Now, because Chelsea looked so good and part of that was tactical, you think like maybe they can reproduce it. But it's just so hard to go back to back. So I'm going to say Man City. And I'm hoping that Arsenal makes it into the top four again, because not having them in Champions League is just terrible.
I'm going to go with the Ottawa Red Blacks.
and Corey Joseph?
Yeah, Corey Joseph. Corey, anyway. Matt Beardley writes in, I love this question. Did the rhythm ever get you like Gloria Estefan said it would? Because I'm still waiting.
That's a great question.
Yes, the rhythm often gets me. They say to dance like no one is watching. And
Matt, when you dance, no one is watching.
No, they turn their
heads. They're too busy filming it because they know they're going to get a million views on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever try to dance when you were younger?
No.
Did you never dance?
No.
When you were in school, like say you're between the ages of 19 and 25 and you went out, did you ever go out dancing?
I only went out dancing to meet girls.
That's yes.
Yeah.
But then did you go and did you try to dance or did you do the stand around?
Stand around. It's stand around. Oh, God. God, just set, like usually what happened is you get set to go to the bar and you're getting dressed and you're putting on your cologne and you're feeling confident about yourself. Then you get to the bar and you look around. And then 3 minutes later, like, I'm not going to meet a girl. Hey, guys, let's just get drunk. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was usually most of the time.
Let's get drunk and argue about Brett Favre.
And just argue about Brett Favre versus Peyton Manning. Oh, glorious. I did dance a couple times at clubs. I did. There is certainly that in my past to woo women. A couple times it worked. A lot of times it was just awkward.
I used to dance.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know that I wasn't good.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
When I stopped drinking so much,
yeah,
and I kind of took stock of my actual moves,
yeah,
I felt like it was the Elaine Bennis, obviously,
yeah.
but because booze had altered my perception of my ability to dance,
yeah,
I'm sure there's security tape somewhere in London, Ontario, from my first year at Western, of me. I think that's one of my hidden shames, mm-hmm. is how bad a dancer I was, and didn't know.
I think there's a lot of people that would agree with you. I think a lot of us out there, we have shame. Like I'm now thinking back to dancing to Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger and proclaiming in my head, this is the greatest dance song ever. There will never be a better dance song than Bob Seger's Old Time Rock and Roll.
Growing up as a young man in the 80s, there were some pretty dodgy dances too, because there was that whole new romantic phase.
Yeah.
And so my curly hair, I would do a pompadour so that the curls sort of cascaded in a fountain over my face. And I would do like all those sort of moves where your hands get all gestury.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty bad. I mean, the only thing that was missing was a pirate shirt. And I may have owned one.
You might have owned one. I mean, the late 80s, early 90s, it was a confusing time.
Thank God that grunge came along and just put us back in jeans, plaid shirts, and ball caps.
Yeah, grunge, like, all right, everyone out of the pool. Exactly. Everyone out of the pool.
All right, Fritzy, let's get out. The black turtleneck is off.
Yeah.
I need you to put on this Kenora dinner jacket and listen to some Pearl Jam.
What's the difference between a stick and a twig? I don't think there is one.
I would say probably 3 degrees of pretension.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, a twig is just a pretentious stick, right?
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like when you describe something as a beverage as opposed to a drink.
Yes, yeah.
Would you care for a beverage, sir? How about a drink?
Yeah.
Or the difference between a film and a movie?
Yeah.
Do you want to see a film tonight? No, I want to see a movie with popcorn and explosions.
Or another one, and this, you know, for you breeders out there. Hey, there's my kids. Here's my child.
Well, child is pretty bad.
Yeah,
child. Who would say child?
I don't know. I'm not one of you people.
That's a good point.
Yeah. All right, I think...
Are we pretty much done?
Yeah.
Let's do one more just for argument's sake.
All right, let's see. What do you think is going to go first, the CN Tower or Sky Dome?
Oh, Sky Dome.
Yeah, Sky Dome.
I mean, could you ever get rid of the CN Tower?
No. I like this one from Joe. No, I like this from Joe. How far do you actually drive before changing your oil? And then in brackets, it says, sorry, Bob. I think it's like 4,000, 5,000 kilometers. How much money would you invest in your side hustle before quitting? Well, you don't have a side hustle, do you?
Me?
Yeah.
My life has been one big side hustle.
I don't think I would ever.
That's a great question, though.
Yeah.
That feels like whoever asked that. Was it Joe?
Yeah.
Joe is looking for business advice from you.
Don't ask me for business advice since I call an RRSP and RSVP.
So. And walked into the wrong bank.
I don't know. I'm going to do this until I'm not comfortable with it. You know me, Bob, with my cocaine habit. I need all the money I can get.
I think that health is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And as long as you have enough money to live.
Yeah.
You know, money comes and money goes. And I don't mean to sound frivolous about it, but if I've learned anything over like 25 years of doing this, you've got years that are better than you think they're going to be.
Yeah.
And years that are worse than you think they're going to be. But happiness needs to be the indicator. Because even if you make a ton of dough and you're not happy, there's no real... It's just in the end, it's not worth it.
Yep, agreed.
You know, so I would say don't think of it in terms of how much money you put into your side hustle. If you can keep going, how much joy do you get out of your side hustle? How about that?
Perfect way to end this.
All right, shall we?
Yes. Bye, Bob.
Bye, Matt.
Thanks for listening to the Macko and Cause podcast. Remember to subscribe on iTunes or Audioboom. And if you like the podcast, leave a review. If you don't like the podcast, then maybe don't leave a review.